Well, Chess, what a wonderful guest. Steven Stein has such a great way about him. And I loved his definitions first of helping us understand grit versus resilience versus hardiness. You know, grit, you know, it's good. It helps us get through things. But sometimes grit can be, and I think I'm reading between the lines, you can be kind of a knucklehead. You just plow through and you're not thinking or learning. Resilience is you bounce back to where you were. But hardiness, he says, that's what we're trying to do because we learn, we grow, we become stronger through hardiness.
Yeah, wasn't it interesting? He said that those that have a lot of grit tend to lose more money. The casinos are that. Yeah, I all of a sudden it made sense, didn't it? Yeah, he talks about hardiness being a mindset, you know, challenge, control, and commitment, the three C's, which is really interesting to me, you know. The challenge is, what am I learning? How am I growing and developing? Control is, what can I control? What is out of my control? And commitment, that purpose that takes you through hard times, which I thought was really interesting. And he said, you got to practice it. You know, it's you don't want to get caught up in the what ifs. And he's got some great exercises in his book on that helps you develop that hardiness and that frame of mind. You know, what would my best friend say? I love that he said that. It's one of my favorite go-tos when I get into a negative space. What would Adrian say to me?
Exactly.
He'd say, suck it up.
Yeah, you suck it up, Nancy. Come on. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I like those three C's, you know, the reframing the challenge and what can I control? And also, yeah, what commitments? You know, what's my bigger purpose here? So I love that. And that you have to work at it like a muscle at the gym.
Right.
And this big idea of reframing stress. I mean, that's so important. We've talked about it so much on this program is that, yeah, instead of, oh no, I have to do this thing. It's, oh, I get to do this. And we think, it's so trite. It's just this little game we play. It is actually a little game we play, but it's really powerful too. And give it a try next time you're up against something that gives you tremendous anxiety to say, hey, I get to public speak. I get to whatever it is that scares us.
I love the reframing of the cleaners at the hotel. You're getting a free exercise membership. And it worked. You know, it is. To your point, you reframe it as, I get to come to work. I don't have to go to work. My last thing is his final takeaway is, you know, you've got your own things. He uses music. He plays in his band, right? The Tuesday group that plays on Thursday,
of course. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? But be aware of other people, manage your emotions, and use your emotions to your benefit. I thought a great takeaway right at the end.
It really was. You have some great takeaways today from our guest, Steven Stein. We want to thank Steven for joining us. A big thanks to our producer, Brent Klein, to Christy Lawrence, who helps us find amazing guests, and all of you who listened in. If you like the podcast, please share it, download it, tell your friends about it. We'd also love you to visit theCultureWorks.com, where there's some free resources to help you and your team culture thrive.
Yeah, and we love speaking. You know, invite us to do it virtually or in person. We speak literally all around the world. Adrian's heading to Spain to speak in Barcelona, which will be a great fun.
Madrid, yes.
Oh, in Madrid, sorry.
It's not as fun to say, but yeah.
We speak on culture, teamwork, resilience. Give us a call. We'd love to speak at your event. And our book, of course, pick up a copy of Anxiety at Work. It's available in Audible and fine bookstores everywhere. And it's also available on Lit Video Books, which is the next generation of learning. A wonderful platform where you can, you know, learn a lot, feed your mind, feed your curiosity. It's litvideobooks.com. A wonderful guest. Loved Steven Stein. Brought a lot of humor and a lot of great ideas. Adrian, as always, though, I will give you the last word.
Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us. Thanks, Chess, for taking us through some learnings today. And we wish everybody, until next time we talk, the best of mental health.
Cheers.